Our scripture this morning comes to us from Matthew chapter 5, and I'm going to invite Eden Pomay to come on up and to share that scripture with us as a part of our mission team. Welcome, Eden.
Thank you.
You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Awesome. Thanks, Eden. Nice work. Well, gracious God, we hear these words and are challenged by them. You call us to be salt and light. So Lord, help us to understand how we go about that in these days. Share with us by your Spirit so that we may continue to be salt and light in the days to come. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. There are circles of people that the Spirit of God wants to touch and bless. And you are the person through whom the Spirit wants to work. It's the opening lines in our companion book that we've been reading through this year. Brian McLaren shares those words to talk about a conspiracy. It's a spirit conspiracy, of course, because ever since Pentecost, there has been the movement of the Spirit of God in the people of God to go and to bless. That's what's happening when Jesus is talking here in Matthew chapter 5. He's talking to his disciples, the ones who have been following him, who are trying to learn his ways, understand what does it mean to walk in the way of Jesus. And so he looks at them and says, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." It's an interesting thing to note. He doesn't say, "I hope you will one day be salt. I hope someday you might shine." Right? He gives us this indicative statement that says, if you're following me, then this is who you are. Your identity is in Christ, and this is who you have become. You become salt. You become light. And of course, it's all imagery and analogy, and so we wrestle sometimes to say, what does that mean? What does that look like? To be salt, to be light. I like how Eugene Peterson puts it in his paraphrase of the Bible called The Message. It's one of the best, I think, funnest sort of tweaks on this passage when he says it this way. He says, "Let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage." Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public as a city on a hill. And if I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you will prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. It's one way that Reverend Peterson tries to help us understand, what does it really mean to be salt and light? McLaren talks about it as people coming to bless, to bring about goodness, to foment kindness, in the circles of influence we have. Think about it for a moment. What are your circles of influence? Well, you have a circle of influence that is most immediate. It is your family. Your immediate family that you might live with right now, your extended family. Think about who they are and how you live in that circle of influence. And then there's another circle of influence we all take part in that has to do with how we use our time daily. For some of us, it's work in a workplace. For some of it's at school as we study. Sorry, you got to go back and do that soon, friends. Yeah, back to school, I know. For some, it's the work at home that we do. There's a circle of influence there of the people we're a part of with those hours, with our time and our talents and our energies. What other circles of influence are there? There's the community, the neighborhood we live in, the wider town, county, city, state, nation, world. These are all elements of circles of influence that we're a part of at different levels of engagement, right? There's another circle of influence McLaren doesn't note in his book, but I think we need to think about a little bit, is our social media presence is a circle of influence, right? That's a new one. I don't think it was that big of a circle of influence 10 years ago when he wrote his book. I think it's one of those we have to consider now. How are we impacted by what happens on social media, and how do we engage it? In each one of these circles of influence, we have an opportunity to be salt, people who bring out the God flavors in that place, that circle of influence. The God flavors mean things like joy, mercy, love, compassion, forgiveness, creativity, delight. We have that opportunity in every circle of influence to be salt, to be a seasoning that brings out the best flavors. Have you ever had to go on a no-salt diet? Several years ago, I had some issues with my heart. I went in for observation for several days in the hospital. And of course, whenever they're dealing with your heart, they basically say, okay, no salt, right? And so for 3 days in the hospital, everything I ate had no salt touch it. And we don't think about how much salt is involved in our life. Salt is everywhere. Salt is this common seasoning used in just about everything we do, that we cook with, we eat with. And even if you don't add salt to what you eat, typically there is salt in it, because why? It enhances the flavor. It helps whatever flavor is there come out even more. With the right amount of salt, of course, right? So in Matthew's passage here, Jesus is challenging his disciples to say, will we be the people God has created us to be to help bring out the best of what is happening in the world around us, bring out the best of each individual as they're created in the image of God? We had a team serving in Mission South Dakota this week. And I know, rather than hear from me about what is it to be salt and light, we want to hear from them, because they have gone and been salt and light this past week. And so we're going to hear from four individuals today about their experience there. And I want you to hear and to listen and to think about, as they're sharing, what were the God flavors that were coming out in their service? What did God do as they were salt and light? So, first, I want to invite Sarah and Adams to come on up and to share with us. There we go. Awesome, awesome. Well, Sarah, share with us first. Just tell us who you are a little bit.
I'm Sarah. I am going to be a sophomore at Warren Township High School, and this was my first high school mission trip.
Awesome, first high school mission trip. Give us a little idea of what kind of things did you do this week?
Well, personally, my group did a little bit of some construction on a room that the roof caved in. So we took down that room and had to build a new outside wall for the building. And some groups also helped out clear out a thrift shop. And another group also helped build a porch and a porch railing. And then there was also kitchen crew, which was also a very important job.
Yeah.
So that the group could actually eat that day.
Yay. Awesome. And in the midst of your work, your travel, your time throughout this week, where would you say you saw God in all of that? Where did God surprise you?
Lots of places.
Awesome.
Like in the people who were very kind to us and taught us some of their tribal games and let us stay on their reservation. They were very nice to us. And just the people that helped and came in, like the movers who helped us at the construction site, because I didn't know they'd be there, so.
Awesome. And as you think back on your week, is there any one moment that sticks out as sort of your favorite experience and part of it all?
Well, at the very end, when we were taking down the room, we couldn't figure out how to unscrew the separate pieces. So we said, whatever. And we just sawed off all the bases. So watching an entire like tower fall over was pretty cool.
Demolition is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Are you glad you came? You went?
I'm very glad I came. Yeah.
Think you'll be going next year?
Yes.
Awesome. Sarah, thanks for sharing this morning. Appreciate it. Did you hear where some of the God flavors were being brought out there as teams are working together, taking care of important projects and supporting those in need? Next, we're going to hear from Michael Dimmick, who's one of our adult advisors who went along. Yeah, you might need to raise that. There you go. Awesome. Well, Michael, similar questions for you. Tell us first, who are you?
My name is Michael Walter Dimmick. Many of you probably know me. I grew up in the church. This was my fifth mission trip. I went on four as a youth, and my first one as an advisor. So
awesome. Thank you for giving your week to do that. We appreciate it. Tell us about the work you did.
So during the week, I had a really awesome crew, great captain, great senior leaders, and we were... This Indian reservation receives a lot of donations, so much so that they have two full warehouses of it. And so what our crew did is we went through those donations. We took some of the nicer things and gave it to the thrift shop so that they could get some money on it and still give it to the community. And then with the rest of it, the stuff that was still good, we boxed it up and sent it around the community so that members of the community could have those items, and making sure that they were nice items. Linda, our leader with the Indian Reservation, she made it very clear that just because they're donations does not mean this community is going to receive any trash or anything bad. And so we just were making sure that these things were fit for anyone who would wear them. So.
Awesome. Now you mentioned Linda as a leader you're working with. Was there a particular organization that you were serving with for the week?
Yeah, we were serving the Tree of Life Ministry down there.
Awesome. How long have they been working there on the reservation?
Oh, I am not so sure. How long have they been working there?
I'm
not so sure.
Curveball.
Yeah, but Linda, it seems like she's been there for a long time. They have quite a campus. I mean, they have multiple buildings, up to four or five buildings there that they're housing people in. There are three other churches there. They're housing people in. They have a thrift store. They have warehouses full of things that need to be gone through. So.
Awesome. And in the midst of the week, and as your first experience as an advisor, where'd you see God in all this?
That's a great question. I think when I think of group, for 4 years, I felt God on mission trips. But this week I saw it, which was really neat. This group does a really good job of making high schoolers come to a week to serve. High schoolers, sometimes we like want them to figure out their life. We want them to be better, to do good in school. And for this week, we say, no, you're perfect the way you are. Come. And not only are you perfect the way you are, but you have skills and abilities that this world can use to make a better place. And that's what is magical about this week and makes it one of the... Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Really godlike, so.
Awesome. Awesome. So you gave a week. You helped drive back and forth a few thousand miles overall. Ugh. And maybe a little less sleep than normal in your given week. Is this something you're interested in doing in the future?
Oh yeah, I was honored to go. I mean, this was a real gift, and I'd be honored to do it again. So
awesome, Michael. Thanks for sharing.
Of course.
Thanks. Indeed, for each one of our mission team, for each one of you, I want to go back to the quote we began with. There are circles of people that the Spirit of God wants to touch and bless, and you are the one through whom that will happen. Whether you're in high school, whether you're in middle school, our middle schoolers heading off today to serve for a week. Whether you're 30 or 60 or 90, there is a circle of influence you have. And the Spirit wants to work with you and through you to bless. We're going to hear from two more from our team this morning. And I want to invite, let's see, who's next? Let's have Emily Butcher come on up. No, that's all right. Just pull this down. Yeah.
Okay, hello.
Awesome. So, Emily, tell us a little bit about who you are.
I'm Emily. I'm a senior now, so this was my junior trip. It was my second mission trip. Yeah, it was really fun. Great experience. So,
tell us some about what you did this week.
I was in the thrift store, so I got to like go through the boxes and stuff, and it was like really, it was like fun. Like it was light work, but like it was a lot, so it made it like really tiring. And then, like, even if it's tiring, like when you're with the people that you're with and like doing the things that you're doing, like you just get through it, and it's fun to do. So, yeah.
Awesome. And what are some of the memorable moments for you as you think back on the week? What?
Floating down the river, that was fun. Talk about weird things. The memories I had were like, it was really cool to see how many like stray animals there were. Like there were just dogs that would just come up to you, and like there was birds that would jump on your shoe, literally. Like a bird was jumping on people's shoe.
Wow.
It was cool to see like the way, like everything that God created, and like the scenery and everything was cool. So.
Yeah. Any particular sort of God moments that you think of as you look back on that week and go, wow, that was awesome what God did there?
Like just the way the people down there interact with each other, like everyone's so caring and everyone's like really like, we were at a school like fundraiser and we were like serving popcorn and snow cones and stuff to like kids and everything, and it was like everyone was so caring and generous, and it was really cool.
Awesome. Awesome. And we thanks for sharing this morning.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Final student to share is Andy Taylor, and Andy's a senior, so this he gets to have the last word for the group as his last official high school trip. So awesome. Well, good morning, Andy. Tell us who you are.
My name is Andy Taylor, and I just recently graduated from Grays Lake Central High School, and this was my fourth and final mission trip with Wildfire.
Awesome. And what are some of the things you did?
So as a senior, in past years, you had multiple different jobs assigned to the group, and you would move around from job assignment to job assignment. But this year as a senior, each senior is assigned to one job site and is responsible for helping the advisors instruct and guide the rest of the youth to make sure that the job gets done efficiently, and then also just to help teach them the necessary skills that are required to serve in the future. And I think this group has a great legacy. If you've been in it all 4 years, you know that you've seen a lot of seniors come and go, and you've learned different and important skills from all of them. Yeah. And it was great to be able to pass on what I know to the underclassmen this year.
Awesome. I happen to see, as leaders were posting some of the pictures and video stuff from the week, that there seemed to be at some point a almost like a contest of how to walk a runway. And you had a unique way of walking the runway.
Yeah.
You want to explain that moment to us?
I was on the construction job. I guess I never really explained what the job I was doing was.
That would be good.
I was on the construction work site. We were tearing down a building and constructing a wall over the gaping hole in the building that resulted from tearing down part of the building. And at one point, there was a lot of, it was the storage area that they were talking about, and so there's a lot of stuff that had been set out, one of which was appeared to be like a broken tabletop of like a really long table.
Okay.
And we were pretty much done with the work for the day. We had a little extra time, and some of the people in the group were like, "That looks like a runway to me."
Yeah.
So a couple people, my personal favorite was when Nick went down, one of the advisors went down. He was very good. But I was like, if I'm gonna do this, I gotta go for it. And if you don't know, I was, up until my sophomore year in high school, I was a competitive gymnast for 9 years. Yeah. So I did it on my hands.
Yeah. It's a nice handstand all the way along. And looked like you could have spun and walked all the way back on your hands, too. Great balance, great strength, way to go. That looked like a fun moment. I think mission trips are powerful, and a lot happens. For you, as your final high school mission trip, what sticks out for you? What were the sort of those God moments that came up?
So the moments in which I saw God on this trip were, in a way, much the same, in the same places that I see God all year round, just enhanced. Because the primary place where I really see God is in this youth group. Yeah. And the love and compassion and trust that we have in each other, no matter where we're going or what we're doing, when I'm with this group, I feel that, and I know that that's the kind of love and compassion that God wants for all people. And I'm so lucky that I was able to experience that with these wonderful people.
Awesome. Any last words as a senior here to share with us?
Being in this group has made me a more loving, compassionate, and understanding person, not only to others in this group, outside of the group, but to myself as well. Yeah. And that is something I would like to believe that everyone else has got out of this group. And I know that when we were talking about rope, it's a moment where we get to share all the problems that have been bugging us. And I've never been able to be a part of something where people have been so trusting, so compassionate, so loving towards each other. And I hope that youths in the future will be able to get that same lesson by going through this group.
Awesome. And thanks for sharing with us today. Appreciate it. So hopefully, in the midst of what was just shared with us, you could imagine some of the God flavors that came out this week because of the presence of a mission team in Mission South Dakota. Hopefully, you got to imagine some of the color that was brought out, the God light, the God colors of the world. Because they gave a week in a place they'd never been before, meeting folks that they'd never encountered before, hearing their stories and coming alongside and learning more about who they are and who we are together. Salt and light. This is who you are as followers of Jesus. And of course, the calling Jesus gave to those first disciples and to you and I by extension is to consider day by day in each circle of influence How are we salt and light? How are we bringing out the God flavors and the God colors of the world? How are we encouraging and supporting and healing and renewing? Because that's what God's up to. That's the spirit conspiracy God is trying to do through you and I. It happened this week in Mission, South Dakota. Thank you, wildfire team, for all you did. Thank you, advisors, for your time and energy and joy. Thank you, students, for giving and serving and loving. You are salt and you are light. Way to go. You are an example for each one of us to consider, to emulate in the days to come. How will we be salt and light? Well, gracious God, it is a high calling, our identity as salt and light in this world. As we follow you, we learn better and better how to be those people. So, Lord, in the days to come, help us to pay attention to our circles of influence. Help us to recognize the moments when we can bring out the best in that event, in that person, in that encounter. So that you would shine and people would glorify you, Lord, and know of your goodness and love for this world. Lord, we pray this in the name of Jesus the Christ today. Amen.